Yeah, it was a big game. I guess you could say it felt that way, yeah.
How would you describe the way your defense plays today?
Boy, just running and hitting low, hitting and running.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, competing, and that's a very tough offense. Their run game and just their weapons and the way the quarterback moves around, I mean, it's tough to contain. You know, to hold them to 17 points was really a great accomplishment. I think it was a great team accomplishment also. I thought everybody played well, special teams, defense, and offense. Great team win.
What did you see on Frank Gore's run, and why was he so successful in getting
out there? On the one there at the end of the
run?
Looked like it was well blocked. Giro had been saving that call in his back pocket and picked the exact right time to call it, and Frank executed it.
You're always very good about saying every game's important, but was it important in retrospect for you guys to beat Seattle, do it once this year?
Yeah, very important. Very important. Like every game, I mean, absolutely.
Jim, on Gore's run, and had the team or the offense talk about what to do in that situation when he went down instead of going out of bounds, or was that just Frank realizing where he was in that situation?
Yeah, I think that was Frank realizing where he was in that situation. Yeah, not going out of bounds, but we were trying to score. We were trying to get the touchdown at that point. And a great play by Kaepernick. That was the quarterback sweep. Another really good call, timely call. And Colin did a great job. Didn't talk about anything. Didn't talk about him staying in bounds. Didn't talk about him getting out of bounds. Just told him to get the first down, and he went and did it. Yeah, I just had a feeling to take the points at that point, yeah, early in the game like that. But
did you offer Colin any words of encouragement after the interception down in the red zone there by the goal line?
I mean, it's just similar things I told various players throughout the game. We just keep fighting. It's going to be a long game, and, just keep fighting. Offensively, defensively, special teams. I mean, kind of kept reiterating that to several guys. But they were. I mean, they didn't need to hear that. This was one of those games. There was very little talk, very little motivational type of talk. They didn't need to hear anything about how to play. I mean, it's just one of those games. Like the great Justin Smith has a great quote. And so it was one of those kind of games.
Plus, it's a great quote.
Yard's tough to come by the game.
Oh, yeah, what's Justin Smith?
I don't know if I want to say it.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. You already started. You can't tease.
One of the fellas will tell you.
Yards tough to come by today, especially in the ground, but you stuck with the running game. Is it because you know Frank is going to pop one eventually? Was it hard to stick with a rushing game on a day like today?
He popped a few. We knew We had to play good football. You know, you have to play good football against this team. You got to be able to protect. You got to be able to throw it downfield. You got to be able to hit checkdowns, hit the backs out of the backfield, and you got to be able to run the ball. I thought we stayed true to what we wanted to do as a game plan, and that was just positive plays. You know, eliminate the negative plays, and we had a few, but to the most part, I thought it was a very, very good job there. We anticipate the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're playing really good football, and each game is the most important game of the year for us right now. And we'll take it one game at a time, just like we did in this game, and took it one play at a time, and you hope that collectively that gets it done. I thought we were. I thought we were aggressive, if that's what you mean, proactive.
Is the quarterback sweeps are another one that Roman had in his back pocket kind of waiting for the right moment?
Yeah, we had not talked about that play until that situation came up there. And it was a red zone call, but, we hadn't gotten to it until that point.
The defense uncharacteristically gave up some big plays in that second quarter. How big was that touchdown for Vernon at the end of the first?
Big. All points on the board today were big. I mean, you saw it was a tight game, and all was critical. All was important. I mean, they made a lot of plays. We made plays. It was one of those tight ball games.
There wasn't a lot of motivational words necessary, but there was a lot of talking between the players and all that.
Was there?
Yeah. Do you worry that it's going to get that your worry is going to get too far over the edge? That your players are going to get too far over the edge with that? There were some penalties too for that.
Yeah. Too far over the edge. I mean, I don't know. I don't like getting penalties. You know, and we're not allowed to talk about them, so I don't know what there is to say about it.
Jim, what was the nature of Reich's injury, and what did staff tell you that allowed him to get back in the game?
The nature of the injury, I mean, he was never ruled out. I mean, he was talking well, right on the when we first got out there. So I really stepped back in those situations and just lend support, just pat him on the leg, and that's about it. The doctors take care of all that stuff.
Jim, you've been a part of some great rivalries in your coaching and playing career. How much do you enjoy this one with the Seahawks that you've developed or are developing right now, being a part of this thing?
I enjoy it. I would not the word I would use, but feels like you go to the dentist chair and 3.5 hours of getting root canal worked on you. They're tough. These games are only for the tough, and both teams. I mean. Played extremely hard, played extremely well. So we'll move on and get ready for the Tampa Bay Bucs.